Good morning. Good morning. I'm here. I'm talking to you right now, live. It's me. Hello. Boys, please, please, please introduce yourselves for me.
Go.
Wow.
Me first?
Yes, go.
It's a little harsh.
No.
Go.
No.
Go.
No.
Go.
I'm not going to do that.
Gabe, you didn't introduce yourself.
I haven't introduced myself because I'm the host. So
you should probably do that first.
I should. You're right. I'm Gabe. I'm going to be your host for today. We are on Talk Time Thursday, Misinformation Mornings on I Don't Know. I don't know at all.
It's Misinformation Morning?
Misinformation
yes.
Morning.
We're not allowed to say bad things.
But we are allowed to lie.
Yes. So right now, before we go.
So, quick disclaimer. Nothing that we say is true.
You should have said it was Wednesday.
I should have said it was Wednesday.
Misinformation.
It's like
Monday.
6 p.m. Sun is like slowly setting off in the distance. You can see it on the horizon right now.
Yes. You could definitely see the sun setting right now on the horizon.
Some of the traffic lights this morning were making me believe that it wasn't a good morning.
Hmm.
You still haven't introduced yourself.
I'm Kieran.
He hasn't either.
I'm Kieran. I host the show on Mondays at 9:15. Gabe's on that most of the time.
On occasion, yes.
I'm not invited anymore.
No.
It's because they don't love me.
You said things that weren't supposed to be said.
What do you mean? I said them far enough away from the mic. I wasn't heard. I'm not peaking, am I? I should be fine.
Yeah. I mean, if you back up just a little more, you can yell.
Yeah.
Don't
if you go to yell into the microphone, at least
shout.
Be like.
Be not way back. There
yeah,
you go.
Be like way back here.
I'm going to be.
Everybody loves that. Hearing
making
Kieran
out with
from
the microphone.
The corner. No.
When I yell. Do not.
Don't
definitely
do
don't like cup the microphone either. That sucks.
None of that.
Don't do that.
Not now, guys.
No.
Too early. We still have another.
Too early for that. We don't want to blow out other people's eardrums. So.
Not yet. We're supposed to blow up the speakers at the end.
Yeah.
Make
when we crank the volume all the way up.
Special morning.
Your here on here on Misinformation Mondays.
We teach you how to not have speakers in your car anymore.
Yeah.
Or break your radio. I don't know. There's two options here.
We like lying.
We do. Isaac, it's your turn. You still haven't even said your name yet. I called you out.
My name is Isaac.
Hello, Isaac. Welcome to the club. Give him a round of applause. He's here. So, Isaac, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. He's taking his jacket off.
I'm taking my jacket off because it's hot. I'm wearing long johns under these pants, dude.
It's very hot in here.
So warm.
You're already wearing like three different layers, pulling your sleeves up. You're wearing a hoodie and then an overshirt, like a little lumberjack.
And then he's probably got a shirt under that. On under that.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Arby's shirt under this.
Wow. He's ready
his
for
Arby's
work.
Hat. Yeah, he's ready for work.
I am.
He goes home. He takes off that jacket and he's off. He's gone.
I think he just shows up to Arby's and they're like, oh my gosh, we know you. And he like takes a shirt off and is like,
oh,
Isaac
we do know
Arby's
you.
Arby's worker.
Like yeah, dude, it's because, no. It's actually a tactical thing. It's because I can get home right after school and then go to sleep immediately. And then I don't need to wake up early. I could just wake up right when I need to leave.
Yeah.
I don't need to wake up and then give myself time to change.
You show up. It's just like.
It'd be like 3 minutes.
Isaac.
What's up?
It'd be like 3 minutes. You could leave your shirt in the car.
Isaac. That's three extra minutes that I can spend unconscious in my bed.
Isaac takes off hoodie. Arby's worker, Isaac.
Careful with slamming the desk.
I am the employee.
He is the employee.
He's getting a little too excited.
Isaac is the only Arby's employee this side of the Rocky Mountains.
You ever been to an Arby's in Indiana?
Yes.
That was just me.
It's just you?
It's just him.
Are you a very
beautiful
woman?
Shadow clones.
Yes, sir.
He's very impressive with his skills.
Yes.
Have you been working on your makeup? It's pretty nice.
Yeah, man.
You should get employed by like a cinematography company to do the makeup for the actors. Cinematography company.
That's not the word.
I don't think that's
correct.
But we're going to roll with it.
We're going to roll with it. It's misinformation days. We're lying today.
Yep. About 2 weeks ago, I said we were going to get invaded by aliens.
Did that happen?
It didn't.
It might have. We don't know.
Well, I mean, there's probably one that like was like, hey, they're inviting me. Let's pull up.
There's probably like at least one.
You're getting punched by the mic right now. It just smacked you. So we have one silly mic in the studio.
I just got clobbered by the microphone.
Live.
I moved it back so I could lean back, and then it just smacked me in the nose.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna smack Kieran in the nose, Isaac? Not now. You gotta wait until after the show.
Yeah.
No beating co-hosts up until you're alone in the parking lot.
Yeah. I think I should beat him up for comedic effect.
I don't have you any need to get sound
a
sound effects.
Yeah, you need to do that. You need to get sound effects.
I need to beat him up for sound effects.
I don't know how to do the sound effect thing.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll set him up later. Yeah. Don't worry about it now.
Mr. Bossman, Pearman, who's not here today. I uninvited him cordially.
Yeah. Usually he's here. So I'm usually not.
Yeah. I mean, we tagged you out for Pearman because we're assuming you're better than Pearman.
Mm. That was a wrong assumption to
make. Well, okay, so last episode, I said, you're in the woods, and the trees aren't real. And he was like, what? What's going on? How did I get in the woods? And he completely broke the storyline that we were following. And then we had, I believe it was Dylan, off in the other corner making the little firework sounds, going, meow,
bow. Yeah.
It was fantastic, but a little disappointing.
Yeah.
So we've switched up both co-hosts.
You should have clapped.
I was not going to clap because that would be really loud.
No, he should have clapped.
Oh, he should. Well, I think he like made the weird like pop sound in his mouth.
Like that.
Yeah. Except bigger and scarier. Wow. Okay, peaking. None of that. We're gonna take that one back.
None of that one.
We're going to calm that one down. No. Stop making took balloony.
It back. Balloony. I took
just
it back.
I love
it back.
When my mic's in the red.
Why is your mic in the red?
I said I love what it is.
It is. Gabriel. I think I've been misinformed by our hit co-host Isaac.
Everybody's being misinformed today, even the hosts.
I don't know where I am, guys. I woke up this morning. I started driving, and I didn't. I like the roads were weird.
Dude, I got in the car and I woke up here. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, I didn't bother turning the defrost on in my car. I just hoped I wasn't gonna hit anybody.
Dude, I swear, the last thing I remember before getting here was turning on my headlights and then turning them off, and I was in the parking lot.
I think you need to take a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need to go take a break?
No.
Take you a cold shower, maybe an ice cream cone?
Nah.
I had an ice cream cone yesterday.
Dude, at like 2 a.m., I was sitting on my futon, and I was thinking to myself, I should just drive to the school and then wait in the parking lot and just take a nap in my car. And just wait for the school to open.
Is that loitering?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Well, I didn't do it because that would have been a really stupid idea because it's cold out.
Yeah. And it's also a crime, but you know.
I'm not that worried about that.
Crime. It's not a huge crime.
I'm going to be asleep in the back of the car. It's not going to bother me, no.
Yeah, you're fine.
How many backs of cars have you slept in? What about fronts of cars?
Like 8.
That's a few cars.
Yeah, man.
Were they all different cars?
Yeah, man.
Were they with other people? Like your mom on a road trip, driving to San Diego, sleeping in the front seat of the car.
Never been to San Diego.
Never been to San Diego?
No.
I haven't either.
Every time someone's been asleep in my car, everyone has been asleep in my car.
Including the driver?
I do not have a Tesla.
Oh.
I love when people fall asleep in my car because then I can hit my brake really fast and they do that weird flaily thing when they wake up.
It's like they're falling.
Yeah, dude. They panic for a second. They think we're about to crash.
No. I don't
especially
do that.
Funny.
That's the weirdest feeling when you like feel like you're falling when you wake up. Because it's like you actually wake up and then you actually fall onto the bed. It's weird. Like my floor has shaken doing that.
Yeah, it's because like, your body shakes because you wake up violently.
Yeah. I like, no, but not just like shaking. Like I've fallen back onto my bed. I don't know what's happening. I know I'm not floating. I think I'm just, like, leaning up really far.
You know why your body does that? It's because your heart rate slows down so fast that your brain sends out an electric signal to make sure you're still alive.
It's like, oops, I think we're dying. Let's
it's
really
like,
quick.
Are we
having an issue?
Are we dying? I think I have to levitate you up about 6 inches off of the bed and then let you fall.
Everybody knows you have the innate ability to levitate.
Yeah, you just have to be asleep for it.
You just have to be
asleep, and
it's only 6 inches.
Yeah, you cannot go higher than 6 inches, and you can only go up. You cannot go left, right, forward, or back.
Well, I mean, one time I woke up, and so I had a loft bed when I was growing up, right?
Yeah.
I woke up on the floor after going to bed. So I was like way, way up. I was like 6 feet off the ground, whatever. And I woke up and I was on the floor somehow.
I'm like, I've had that before.
I'm pretty sure I fell. I'm pretty sure I had some kind of accident.
I just didn't wake up.
Listen, I have done that more than once. It is so funny. I had a, like, there was a summer camp that I was at for like a week one time. And we had a cabin and it was filled with bunk beds. I was on the top bunk for the first two nights. But then I woke up on the floor after the first night. And then the second night, I woke up at the front door of the cabin.
Well, that's a little scary.
That seems like a different problem.
Yeah.
It feels like the woods are trying to call out to you.
Yeah, like, I was at the back of the cabin, top bunk. I fell asleep, and I woke up at the front door.
The woods.
I think it smelled like sulfur. It
smelled like sulfur. Isn't that what happens when you have a gas leak?
No.
No, I think you can't smell anything when you have a gas leak. No, you just try to light something and then your house explodes.
Yeah, that's just kind of how it works.
I love checking for gas leaks with a lighter.
Yeah.
Like hovering them around pipes.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm pretty sure there's a pipe in this wall.
See, I always said if I wanted to fake my own death, I'd just cut the gas line in my house. And just let my house fill up with gas because eventually something would spark. It would just blow up.
I think the gas bill would be a little intense after that.
It wouldn't matter. I faked my own death. I'm not going to have to pay for it.
I'm pretty sure the IRS tracks everything. You would never escape.
Dude, the IRS taxes corpses. You have no idea.
Yeah.
They're serious about
it. Yeah, but they don't tax the person.
The corpse?
Yeah, they don't tax the corpse.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm pretty sure they tax the next of kin.
No.
No. They take it away from your
estate. Dude, if you die and if you don't have the money when you're dead.
I don't have any money in my savings.
They just take a finger.
They start taking limbs.
They start taking body parts.
I'm an organ donor. They can't take my body parts. I've already promised.
Well, they can take some
else.
Of them.
Yeah. No, they can't have them.
Arms.
They're mine.
Legs.
No.
Eyes.
Toes.
Fingers.
Mouth.
Teeth.
How do they take my mouth?
Hair.
I think they just like perfectly preserve it in like a block of ice or something. Take it away. And like a little.
Yeah, you can get money from certain colleges by promising your body to them after you die.
Yeah.
Really?
Pay for it. Yeah.
You can do that.
That sounds like free money right there.
I want to do that and then just never die.
Here, I'll offer my body to you, just like I've offered my body to, oh my gosh, I missed
WBDG Indy.
FM1 HD
Indianapolis. There we go.
Let's go to
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Indy's giant 90.9, your station for variety.
Sold my soul to the station.
90.9.
Yep. Again?
Tune in.
We're trapped here for eternity.
We are.
We're actually locked in this room.
Once our term is up here, actually, once we're done with our 2 years, or once Gabe's done with his single year.
Why,
and once what? Isaac is done with his a year, then our souls are trapped here. We can no longer appear on the radio, but we are eternally stuck within the walls of the station.
We will always listen to whoever calls.
It's a Five Nights at Freddy's situation. Yeah. We're forever trapped.
We don't get fed. Trapped in the service. They just kind of turn the sprinklers on every once in a while.
Yeah, and that's how we get our water.
I thought it was Dr. Pepper.
We photosynthesize.
You got Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, mine's Dr. Pepper.
Bro.
Dude.
I need whatever sprinkler he gets. That's crazy.
Mine gives me Mountain Dew. I hate Mountain Dew.
I just get water.
Oh, trade your sprinklers.
I don't like Dr. Pepper either.
Who doesn't like Dr. Pepper?
Me.
I think Pierman has milk because he's so big and buff. He's really working out his bones.
Big. No, he gets whey.
Whey?
There's no liquid. It's just the powder.
Just the powder?
He raw scoops that. He dry scoops it.
I feel like he probably would not have a good time just eating straight whey.
He dry scoops gamer subs, dude.
I do.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
All my gamer subs crystallized in my backpack, so I had to throw it all away. I was pretty upset. It was like literally $80 worth of gamer subs.
How did it crystallize in your backpack?
Because I didn't keep
because
it
he kept
a,
them in
a
his
cool,
backpack.
Dry environment. I kept it in a warm, wet environment of my backpack because I spilled my water in there.
So my
backpack is humid.
That's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
I love gamer subs.
So do I. I'm currently drinking lean.
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 I tried some of that.
Don't they have grandpa's ashes?
think they do.
They have the like craziest names.
They have the wackiest flavors, and some of them we aren't allowed to say.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are just like really, really,
really bad.
Yeah, I don't know how they get away with selling that.
Well, because they're not regulated.
What?
It's an independent.
Like the Cubs.
The Cubs. We're not going to talk about.
We're not going to talk about the Cubs.
Or their T-shirts.
Or the T-shirts. We don't talk about gamer subs anymore.
We need to get banned T-shirts.
G Fuel.
I don't like G Fuel.
Me neither. They have PewDiePie.
I've never properly tried G Fuel, I don't think. I think every time I've tried it, it's like 8 different flavors mixed into one drink, so it's going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
We have cans and stuff, like at the corner stores.
I normally just gloss over them. I just ignore them.
Sometimes they have Sonic, though.
I just steal.
Well, no, normally when I'm buying...
What?
Nothing.
No more. You're getting put in timeout.
No more of that, please.
No more.
Kai, we are upstanding citizens trapped in this studio.
No.
No, normally when I get drinks at the gas station, I just get like Liquid Death. Because I like water.
That's just water, dude.
Yeah, it's just water, but it's funny because they call it Liquid Death. That's why it's so funny.
They made an Arnold Palmer. I think they called it Armless Palmer.
Armless Palmer.
And then they got sued, so now they're just calling it Dead Billionaire.
That's actually a really good name.
That's actually incredible.
They got sued by his family. So they can't use the name anymore.
That's so funny.
So they got the license for his name, and then they got sued by like the way that they used it?
No, they got sued because they put Palmer on their drink.
Ooh.
It's a name.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
but you can't own a name.
It's owned by his family and the Arizona company own the trademark on it.
Yeah. Arizona's really good.
It's a name.
Arizona's really good, yeah, but they're
I like Arizona, not the drink.
No.
I'm from Arizona. That's some cool stuff.
Die.
Hey, that's not nice.
I said I like Arizona, not the people.
You're getting put back in timeout.
Aww.
You've lost your talking privileges.
I assume Arizona.
I've regained my talking privileges.
No.
Yes.
No. Quiet.
Arizonian.
Continue. Shh. You're in timeout. None of that. Isaac, continue where you were going.
Arizona people are just eggs that were cracked on the sidewalk.
That is very true.
That's how they're born, dude.
I'm Sunny Side.
Crack an egg on the sidewalk and just
no. That was a mistake, honestly.
I said a no-no word. Oh, that's my bad.
We egg on the sidewalk.
Egg on the sidewalk.
Have an accident.
Egg on the sidewalk.
I could be an egg on the sidewalk one day.
Yeah.
Were you egged on the sidewalk?
I was not egged on the sidewalk. However, I have laid on the sidewalk in Arizona, and it feels like you're
being rushed alive. We should drive by egg this guy.
Here, let me egg this man. Tell me.
Yeah, let's do that.
No.
Let's just drive. We'll just drive past your house, and we'll throw, like, extinct animal eggs at you.
Dodo bird? Didn't they re-evolve themselves into
existence? Yeah, they re-evolved themselves.
So we can't do the dodo. Wait, dodos are back?
Dodos are back. Round two, dodo.
Dodos are back.
Why did nobody tell me that they were making a return trip?
Megalodons are back, too.
Megalodon.
What?
T-Rexes are back.
What?
Jurassic Park happened.
Guys, I'm scared. They're gonna walk through the ocean?
The original, not the remake.
Okay.
Looks like Godzilla, but due to copyright reasons, it's not.
Kaiju. Guys, we need to start building giant robots to fight these T-Rexes.
Dude.
We
gotta do Pacific Rim next.
Pacific Rim?
We got to do a Pacific Rim.
They have a second movie that we don't talk about.
Yeah, we don't talk about the second movie. We can talk about the Netflix show. The Netflix show was okay.
Was that one animated?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay.
I like looked at that one and I was like, I cannot follow this story at all.
Oh no. The story was confusing. But the show was good.
What does yellow flashing light mean? When you're at like a stoplight? Yellow flashing, what does that mean?
Oh, slow down. It's about to turn red.
No, that's not what it means. It was just constant yellow flashing. The other ones were red.
It just means
like stop sign.
It just means caution.
But the red ones flashing means
no.
It's a stop
flashing
sign.
Red means stop sign. Flashing yellow is just hey, watch out, people might cross the road.
I thought that's what normal yellow was.
No, that's telling you to slow down to prepare for the red light.
I don't slow down when I see a yellow light. I
speed
up.
Me neither.
I hit the gas.
You could drive pretty well in Arizona. They do that a lot. They have really long yellow lights.
Well, like I assume so. Because isn't Arizona also have better roads than us? Like, they're pretty much all straight lines.
Dude, every road is better than the roads in Indianapolis.
There's like three curvy roads in Arizona.
I was going to say.
I was downtown for a convention, and there was like one of the roads was just a pothole.
What convention were you going?
Gen Con. It was just a pothole.
I want to go to a convention.
I mean,
when does happen?
Usually in March right now. Comic-Con happens in March this year.
I don't want to go to Comic-Con.
Why don't you want to come to Comic-Con with me?
I always imagined Comic-Con as a place that smells really bad.
It actually doesn't.
Oh.
I actually went. It was actually really cool.
Like, I feel like it smells like fabric and BO.
It actually smelled like cotton candy.
That's because they were baking cookies.
I'm inclined not
to believe
him. There
was like no food.
This is Misinformation Monday, so I'm going to go ahead and not believe this.
I'm going to say this right now. This is the least amount of misinformation that I have spoken all show.
He's lying. This is the most that he can possibly say.
What's this here? What's this here?
I can't read.
It's a cap.
It's a hat.
No, it's a cap.
It's a hat.
He's calling cap. Isaac, please stop slamming the
cap. Bar.
I can't stop, dude. That's an action for me.
Do a knee slap. Knee slap.
I can't knee slap.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Slap your knee.
Go ha 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 ha.
Just ha
ha ha ha.
I don't have knees to slap.
Oh,
you have legs.
I forgot. He did have a tragic accident where he only lost his knees.
Yeah.
His legs are still there.
His legs can bend forward and backwards.
Yeah. He just doesn't have knees.
Like Raymond.
I don't know.
Yeah, like Raymond.
But yes.
The game.
He has like
the game. He's in Captain Laserhawk Blood Dragon Remix on Netflix.
I think he was also in a Rabbids game.
He was in a Rabbids game.
What was the snake hand?
The Rabbids were in a Raymond game, and then the Rabbids became their own game.
Didn't they make like a really weird show about Raymond recently?
Oh, not about Raymond. Raymond's in it.
He's just a part of it.
Yeah, Captain Laserhawk is supposed to be an amalgam universe of Ubisoft characters.
That sounds awful.
It's actually hilarious because they made Raymond a cult leader.
That sounds funnier.
It is. It's so funny.
I hope
give him a
John
position of power.
Seat. Honestly.
Hmm?
Is he part of Eden's Gate?
No, not Eden's Gate.
Dude.
That would be me.
Oh, but no, I can't slam my
bad.
Table. This guy is allowed to hit it with the people's elbow, but I can't slap it.
No, you're not allowed to slap it.
No, they made Raymond a propagandist.
Propagandist?
Yeah.
Does that mean he just like promotes his own ideals?
He fully lies to people on the news.
He sounds like me.
I love lying.
Like that's his whole character is just an incredibly greedy cult leader, which is such an 180 from his character in the game because he's dropping F-bombs every third sentence. It's so funny.
Nah, dude, he just like me. I really have nothing more to add. He's literally me.
Lying.
Literally.
Stop slamming the table.
I didn't even do it that time.
You touched the table a little too hard.
Him.
You made me uncomfortable.
What do you want me to do?
I'm watching you touch this table, and it's making me not happy.
My hands are flat on the table.
The table has feelings, too. Stop. Guys.
I didn't do anything.
That was you, Isaac.
No,
I saw you
no, it wasn't.
Shame.
I'm being
shame.
Bullied. I'm being bullied.
Shame.
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 You guys suck.
Shame.
Kai, you're supposed to be in timeout right now.
Too bad.
This episode has gone down a rabbit hole that I don't think we can ever return.
I don't
from.
Think we were ever out of the rabbit hole to begin with.
We started off. Oh, Isaac put himself in timeout.
We started off in a rabbit hole.
We did.
Sorry. We started in a rabbit chasm. There is no hole. It is a pit that we can't get out of.
We're just falling forever? Wasn't that a Gravity Falls episode?
Yep.
Okay.
Endless, the bottomless pit, and then it just mirrored at the bottom and it sent them back up.
That'd be pretty cool.
Stuff they threw down there go.
Oh, it came back up too.
I got hungry.
Yeah,
I ate
that
it all.
Part of the episode. I only remember them coming up.
No, it came back
I
up.
I never watched Gravity Falls.
We should
no?
watch it. Me and you.
Me and you.
You should watch that. It's such a good show.
That's this weekend, Isaac. You and me.
That's Sunday. I'm off Sunday.
You're off Sunday.
Yeah, we can binge watch it on Sunday.
Turn it on.
I recently bought a big old pack of Dum Dums because they were on clearance after Halloween. So I have some snacks,
how much
I have
was
some
it?
Gummy bears.
How much was the pack of Dum Dums?
I don't remember.
Probably $33.85.
I don't care to explain why, but I bought $50 worth of items from a CVS.
That's a lot of dum-dums.
No, it was just three things.
I got two six-pack cemento sleeves recently for free.
That's also... Stop slamming the desk.
Stop stealing.
I didn't steal. I had coupons.
I think he...
Coupons. I'm a CVS rewards member, Doug. I just got Mentos.
Do the rewards cards, like, actually work?
Yes. If you put your phone number in.
Arby's has a 5 for 5 coupon.
How many fives?
It's 5 roast beefs for $5.
5 roast beefs?
$16 off of your food.
That's like 5 people.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
You could have a family dinner.
We have the $7 meal deal at Dairy Queen. Gets you a chicken basket, a sundae, and a drink.
Are we just advertising now?
Yeah, we're advertising.
Stop.
I don't think we're allowed to do
that. We're not allowed to.
We're not supposed to.
We're not advertising.
We are not advertising. Don't eat it.
We do have that marathon coming up.
Me and him just personally recommend.
It's because you work there, though.
Yeah, but it's...
You're biased.
There's a reason that I work there. Because I like the food.
No, it's
because
there's cool people there.
I hate Arby's.
I know.
Arby's is awful.
Arby's is bad.
I hate the fact that...
I'll give them the curly fries.
Curly fries are pretty good.
The jalapeno bites are fine.
Yeah.
I've never had their jalapeno
And their
bites.
Shakes. Their shakes
The
are
chicken
good.
Is all right.
The chicken's fine.
Didn't they have funny chicken?
The Meat Mountain is a travesty that should have never been created.
Dude, the Meat Mountain, I had one recently. It needs something.
Well, the problem is it's all of the clashing
ketchup?
Temperatures. You can't have cold-cut deli meat mixed with
it's not
fried chicken.
We didn't cold-cut it. We threw that in the microwave.
Fantastic.
It lukewarm.
It's probably better now.
So I did it in layers. I did one layer of meat, slice of cheese. Layer of meat, slice of cheese, and then I threw
was
it in
the cheese
microwave.
Cold?
Well, yeah, all of it was cold until I threw it in the microwave.
Why would you have cold cheese?
Because I was going to heat it up in the microwave.
Why were you hiding things in the microwave?
I wasn't hiding anything.
You were hiding things in the microwave.
I was not hiding things.
Yeah, you were. You were.
That's where the money went.
Isaac has snuck all of the money. Into the
There's
microwave.
A secret compartment in the back of your microwave.
Yeah,
you should open it.
I hate working at Arby's, though, because, like, every time I lay down in my bed, I'll, like, put my face in my pillow,
and
I just get a big
like
whiff of beef.
Wow.
And I hate it. It's awful. I've thrown up
there.
So many times because I just get a big face full of Arby's smell.
Mm-mm-mm. Arby's.
Did you know?
No. I didn't.
Good.
No, we're just going to sit here and make eye. So me and
nope,
Kai
that was it. That was the whole statement.
We were looking at each other. He's like, did you know? I said, no. He's like, yep. We're just nodding at each other now.
Yep.
We're looking at each other.
You guys can sit there in silence while I preach about panunis.
There's a secret compartment at the back of your microwave.
Stop. The secret compartment doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No, we're not supposed to be telling people about the secret compartment in the microwave.
Gabriel is misinforming you.
I'm not.
There's a secret compartment in the back
guys,
of your microwave.
Trust me.
It contains $2.8 million in U.S. cash.
In U.S. cash? What about, like, Taiwanese dollars? I don't know what those are called.
Rubles?
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be rubles.
You know, a single ruble is less worth than one Robux?
Really?
Yeah.
The inflation in Russia is so bad.
Dude.
You have 2.8 million Brazilian real back there.
Isn't that even less?
Yep.
It's like... $20, bro, if even.
Inflation has really hit the world hard.
You seen Zimbabwe?
Nope.
Good.
I don't think I've heard of Zimbabwe in a really long
they have like,
time.
They have like $1 billion bills, and you can't even buy a loaf of bread with it.
Well, that's kind of impressive. Imagine just having like a one and like a dozen zeros, and then it's like, hello, sir, I would like a pack of gum. And he's like, actually,
like,
you need two of these for that.
It's so funny. Just like, okay, cool. That's going to be $1.8 quadrillion. And it's
imagine your change.
That gives you a single stick of gum. That's not nearly as bad as it actually is. But I'm going
to
look up the exchange rate.
That's not as bad.
I'm
going to
look up the exchange rate.
There is worse. There's a lot worse in the world. Some people like just don't have money.
I
want to really
go live on that oil rig that one guy claimed as its own sovereign nation.
Oh,
I want to live there.
I learned about that in AP Human Geo.
I feel like he is a fair ruler. I want to live with him.
I think it's bigger than the Vatican City.
I'm sure a lot of things are bigger than the Vatican City. I'm pretty sure my bed is larger than the Vatican City.
Vatican City is where the Pope lives, right?
The Vatican City is just the Pope.
It's only the Pope?
It's just his hat.
It's just wherever he goes.
Okay, so you want to know something funny? So,
no.
100 trillion Zimbabwe dollars is 40 cents.
That's a lot of Zimbabwe
dollars. $100 trillion in Zimbabwe dollars is 40 U.S. cents.
I could be rich in Zimbabwe.
That's, again, that can't get you bread.
I have like $8 in my bank account right now.
You go over there, you're just like, dude, I'm a quadrillionaire.
I am can't I'm a multi-quadrillionaire.
Multi-quadrillionaire.
I feel like you would still just have $8.
I would.
A bigger number.
Eight, yeah. It looks bigger. I think people would be scared of how big my bank account looks from the screenshots. However, I'd be very broke.
Okay, so you want to know something funny now?
I don't know if I do.
Okay, so in 2007, you could buy a loaf of bread with one Zimbabwe dollar.
Okay.
A couple years ago, it was $100 trillion to buy that same loaf of bread. Today, that $1 trillion bill, or that $100 trillion bill, has no actual monetary value.
So they're just bartering at this point?
That yes.
Must be some moldy bread.
The $100 trillion bill is now only valuable as a collector's item because it has zero worth.
I kind of want one of those now. $100 trillion bill.
Yep.
What's it backed by?
Nothing.
Probably like copper, zinc.
Huh. What's our money backed by?
Copper.
Copper.
I don't...
That's what a penny's made out of.
No, it isn't. Actually.
Gold.
They phased that out. But
it's made of zinc.
It was. Wow. How Gold. Long... was it till they changed that out?
I want to say 97.
It's gold.
Is it just off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, I might be gold. Completely incorrect. I know it ends in a 7.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers in
2007.
It could have been 2007. Could have been 2017.
That's.
I think it was 1997 though. I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't 1997 right before Y2K?
Yes.
Yeah, I think anything that started with a 19 is before
Y2K.
Misinformation, guys. We don't know what we're saying or why
none
we're
us,
saying it.
None of us were alive
it's
for
actually,
Y2K.
It's
none of us were.
A little known fact that 2002 was also before Y2K. There was
they
a
snuck it in?
There was a scheduling error.
Oh. Who fit 2002 before Y2K?
Really oh, this. whoever made Dark August.
Augustus Gloop.
No, the guys who put the secret month between August and September. August.
Who put August before September?
Do you know Dark August?
Nope.
The secret month between August and September?
No.
Yeah.
Is he there?
Do not enter Dark August. Do not
He's
go.
Hiding there waiting
Do
for you.
Not go to Dark August.
You act as if it's not a time.
See, I don't want to go there because that's
Dark August is a time that you can move, that you can only get to by moving sideways through time.
See, the Hat Man lives there, and I don't want to go there because I owe the Hat Man money. I owe him like $40, and I don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, you can enter Dark August by chugging 40 Benadryl.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah,
please
do not
40 Benadryl.
Do not take 40 Benadryl.
I hate it when, like, people
take
can...
Take one, but only if you need to.
Sometimes you can take two.
Mainly just one.
It's so
I
you
don't
sleep
know,
through
I'm
your
I'm a
allergies.
Pretty big boy. I feel like I would need to take, like, three.
Nope. That's too much. That's
me
actually,
personally,
like,
I don't know.
Not recommended.
I don't know.
Me personally, 22 Benadryl.
That's
like four too many.
Yeah,
maybe five.
I'm the average feller. So whenever I have a problem that requires medicine, I just go to sleep.
Average feller, he says,
standing
at a towering 6'8" tall.
Not 6'8".
He actually weighs 320 pounds and is made of pure muscle, but he's 1'4".
Oh, yeah, they can't see us, can we? We can just lie about what we look like.
I'm a strapping young man. I'm like 6.5 years old.
Looks like a little German boy.
Yeah.
He's wearing a propeller hat.
I'm
right
crouching
now.
To get under the door right now.
Wow. That is. Why are you under the door?
I don't know. I can't fit into the studio. It's
Gabe
just my head.
Gabe is currently wearing
a little umbrella hat.
Pair of overalls.
Oh.
With a giant lollipop and a propeller hat.
I love my
lollipop. Isaac is wearing a one-piece bikini.
He's looking beautiful in it, though.
It's a two-piece. You just can't see the split.
Oh. Have you been tanning recently? No? Not at all?
No.
Isaac has a gigantic man bun.
He does, actually.
It takes up about half the room.
That one's, like, actually real.
It's not a man bun.
That's a pretty manly bun.
It's a tiny ponytail.
He's got a rat tail.
My hair is just curly.
He does have a rat tail.
It's my bad.
Isaac has a horse
six
tail.
Sideburns, though.
Isaac is 2 feet tall.
He looks like a gnome.
My height has changed like 3 times since we had this conversation.
That's the reality stone. Don't worry.
We just keep going back and forth on it, and it's not going anywhere, but it's kind of funny. Kind of silly.
Isaac is a halfling from Dungeons & Dragons.
Are you a halfling from Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, man.
Roll initiative. Start rolling.
That's
your...
That's not what how
am I,
your
what, am I, what am I rolling for initiative against?
Him?
Kieran?
Yeah.
Me?
I think I would go first.
Roll.
I don't have any die.
I do. Just, do you want me to grab one?
Can we just have a gentleman's agreement that I would go first?
Sure.
Can you shake on that real quick? That's one hand. Where's the other hand? They've shaken hands. All right.
Can I roll to punch him in the face now?
Yeah. All right. You're going to need at least a 13.
Just my phone.
He's pulling his phone out.
I don't know where my phone's at.
I got a dice roller.
I need to... yeah, please.
If you get a 13, you get to punch him in the face, but it does 0 damage. 14, you do... at least 80. Kieran, you only have 6 HP.
He got a 14.
Well,
actually, that says 17.
That was because of the D6.
I read total 17.
Kieran, stop. My bad. The desk. Ooh, you did not save at all. All right, Kieran, you have been evaporated.
Gabe, I don't think you know how Dungeons & Dragons works.
I know how I'm playing. We're having a fun time. Drangos and Drongos, man.
Drangos and Drongos.
We're being silly guys, talking about our silly, silly, funny nerd game that we play in our basement sometimes.
I play it in my basement. Yeah. I genuinely, that's where I play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all my stuff is. Why wouldn't
I just
play
do mine? I just do mine online, though. I can't afford a gaming table, and I can't afford to have friends over.
What's dude, exactly. This guy's just... taking all the words right out of my mouth.
Let's do it on Discord. I use Roll 20.
I miss Avery. Avery and me did D&D one time before he went off to college, and I'm...
I thought he was talking about his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. No. My ex-girlfriend did not do D&D. Oh, wait. Yeah, she did. Never mind. I take it back.
I was just going to say, I don't know how to respond to that one, buddy.
D&D was far better here, though.
Yeah.
Because then we turned on Monkeys, Spinning Monkeys, the song.
Yeah.
On the TV while we were playing, and he's like, all right, you're fighting a 35-foot tall behemoth of a man, and he's very scary, and we all just ran.
Dude, so speaking of ex-girlfriends, recently mine got mad at my manager because I work with her.
Wow.
Because I'm an idiot.
I'd move jobs.
You guys know how you can like change your Discord like custom status?
Yeah.
I had mine set to... I'm kicking my feet right now, kicking and smiling and all this stuff. And she was getting mad at my manager, asking him who it was about, if it was a guy, if it was a girl.
Wow.
It was actually because I had just ordered Panda Express. I was really excited for my food.
I would be too. Panda Express has me all excited in my own bed, too.
I was stoked for my panda, bro.
Dude, my girlfriend and I, we just play Minecraft.
I play Fortnite with mine.
I just booted up a Minecraft server.
No, I do.
We built the house, killed a dragon a couple times, and then we just kidnapped several people.
In Minecraft.
We kidnapped several Minecraft people.
I don't think they're talking about Minecraft.
No, we kidnapped several Minecraft people
and
killed them.
That's a very scary couple, Isaac.
And kept them in our basement.
You have a basement in Minecraft?
Yeah, I got several basements.
You're rich in Minecraft.
I have a bunch of basements in Minecraft.
Is it like 3 down?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of impressive.
Enchantment room.
Enchantment?
Storage room.
Storage.
Potion room.
Do you mod Minecraft?
Yeah.
Minecraft's silly when you mod it.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of silly mods.
Put the Among Us guy in.
I did.
I was like biospheric my bases.
Yeah.
I'll build like a really, really stupid, really simple house on top, and then I'll dig down like 80 blocks, and then I'll carve out this giant sphere so I could plant trees down there.
And then you put a dome on top of it?
No, I don't put a dome on top.
I put a dome on top of it.
I keep it hidden under there.
I build domes in the ocean.
No. I keep it hidden down there because then if I'm playing with people, they like come into my house and they're like, wow, this is a tiny house. I'm like, well, yeah, you're not seeing the basement.
And then they go down
the stairs, and then they see just biodiversity.
No, yeah. it's the biggest part, ever.
See, we made, a little nice... River. We made a nice little, two-story house. It's got a bedroom. We made a kitchen. We made a loft. We made a balcony. But then you go downstairs, and it's much bigger because we also have a just like an actual forge, a potion factory, and a crap ton of storage.
That's too much storage.
I automated our storage system.
I tried that one time, and I just ended up making an automatic furnace that turned all my little iron nuggets into iron blocks.
Yeah, I did that too. I attached it automatically to the storage system.
It hurt my brain.
I had a friend that tried to make himself like a forge and potion room and all that, and he wanted to hide it behind the fish tank he had in his house. Why are you kissing the mic?
I don't know.
He was trying to hide it behind his fish tank, and he had a bunch of axolotls in there.
I have a bunch of axolotls. We named all of them after celebrities.
He didn't check to make sure the redstone would work before putting it in. So all of the axolotls got pushed into the walls and just all of them suffocated.
That's so sad.
It was really upset. It sounded sad too.
Dude, I named all of my axolotls after celebrities. So I have Brad Pitt, Chris Pratt, Oscar from The Office. It was one of them. Kim Possible.
Wow. Is she a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean,
I
technically.
I grew up on Kim Possible and Disney Channel.
My favorite one is Pablo.
Pablo Escobar.
No.
I think he was in jail at one point.
I had Pedro Pascal there.
He's cute.
And then I named the blue one.
He did a cool show.
That guy from The Last of Us. Oh my God!
It is that guy from The Last of Us. Speaking of The Last of Us, it's the last you're ever gonna hear of us. It is 8:28 on this.
We're running out of time.
8:29.
It's 8:29 on this glorious
Thursday
Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't give people hope. You say Wednesday.
Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday.
Just messed up to give people hope of a Friday.
It's 98 degrees outside. Go out in shorts.
Remember your wife, Peter.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, flip-flops, tank top, shorts. Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last you're ever going to hear of us. We're never coming back ever again.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Nope, I cut him out. He's never allowed to talk again. Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful, beautiful Thursday. And goodbye.